Welcome to Shemaya Power Dam once again. Welcome to the holy Tirtha of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who has walked around this place following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's also walked over these places where we're sitting and walking. As Radha Gopinath Prabhupada was saying, this is a time for exposure. So now I'm being exposed. I came here to hear some Krishna Katha, some Gaur Katha, and somehow or other I'm sitting up here. And I'm not used to speaking in front of so many people, so I'm a little shy. I'm nervous. And my guru is here. So this may be beneficial for my own purification, that I will be exposed. Normally I'm just living off the reputation of being Jananji's brother. So the son of a famous person is automatically has that fame. So I've been running on the credit of Jananji's brother, so now I'm up here in front of so many people. I'm being very embarrassed, because as soon as I open my mouth, then you understand the difference between Jananji and I. Normally people can't see any difference, but this will be the test. So for my purification, I'm very happy to be here, but for your I don't want to drive you all to sleep, so I'll just might just say thank you very much and for coming to Sri Mayapur and allowing us to try to serve you in some way or other. Let me say one thing about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he was such a, as we heard the story, he was such an expert person. Expert at dealing with persons. Although he's a very powerful personality, he knew all the ways of love, how to deal with people. Although he's very brave, sometimes he would slap Mayavadi sannyasis. I don't know if you really heard that story. For misleading the people. That's out of compassion for the conditioned souls. So he would slap the certain sannyasi when he saw him. Why are you misleading the people? Also, if devotees would have run-ins or arguments, sometimes if they were quarreling, which of course never happens in our temples, but he would bring them forward, the two brahmacharis, and make them pay their obeisances, and then he would say, "One, okay, now you speak all the good qualities about this devotee." Then he would have to sit there and say so many good qualities about that devotee. And then he would tell the other devotee, "Now you describe so many good qualities about this devotee." So then he would try to come out with all the good qualities. So this way it would resolve, then the devotees would see that actually the association of devotees is their only hope in life. We're sitting here simply by the mercy of some devotee. Otherwise it wouldn't be possible. Somehow or other, by a devotee's mercy, we've extended and touched us, and we're sitting in this very sacred place, center of the universe, Sri Mayapur Dham, and hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, the Chaitanya, and his eternal associates. So then we should understand the importance of the devotee and the necessity of their association. Otherwise in this world, what is there but the association of devotees? What else is there in this life? What is worthwhile? So I'd like to thank you for your wonderful association, and your enthusiasm and the nice attitude, devotional attitude that you're showing and give an example for the whole world. Even the on the top of the list for the for the good behavior of the devotees, and therefore you're taking up a lot of positions in festivals, organizing festivals, receiving devotees, serving devotees. I think in for this Mayapur festival, the devotees will also be there for a reception from your wonderful fold. So we're very honored that you're here also. And please overlook my shortcomings and and offer your blessings for us, that we may be able to continue to serve the wonderful movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Shri Bhakti Sanda Saraswati Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Go from here.
Get on that side from ISKCON Mayapur Chandrodaya side. The first place is the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sati Thakur. In case you have not had offered your obeisances, you can go and offer there. And then the temple is Radha Gandharvaka Giridhari. I think the temple will be closed now. Right? You can just. The four Acharyas, Srila Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbarkacharya, the deities of the four Acharya, you can see. And then towards this side, on the left side, is the Samadhi of Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And here we have, towards this side, Giri Govardhan and Radha Kund. We may not have time to go there, but you can have darshan and offer obeisances. And just opposite the Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur is Shyama Kund. These are the places which were revealed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Gaurkishore Babaji Maharaj Samadhi is also on the left side, just as you go, just next to Radha Kund. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's Bhajan Kutir, Janani Prabhu said, was on the other side. Right now we don't have the place, but it was somewhat to the right side. And Hare Krishna. Please have, those who have not had darshan, quickly have darshan, and you have to move to the buses, and then we go back and take prasad. And Maharaj wants us to come very early to Srivas Angan. So early prasad and early Srivas Angan.